This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, Friday afternoon. So you see, this week did fly by. Here it is, Friday afternoon already. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Got a lot of action with some recent videos that I posted on Scoot on the Air Instagram, Facebook, and the Scoot on the Air Substack account. Last night, Ole Miss may have gotten boinked out of a championship because it looked like there was clear interference in the end zone on that final play. No guarantee that Ole Miss would have scored, but Ole Miss would have had another chance and another play a lot closer to the goal line. And the way they were moving, they might quite possibly have scored. Anyway, that's over. Miami moves on. The national championship, Monday night, January 18th, is in Miami. This is unprecedented. Miami is playing for the national championship at home. Do you realize all the money the University of Miami is going to save because they don't have to travel for the national championship? They are saving a ton of money. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about tonight's game between Oregon. I think they were ranked number 6 and maybe number 5. And Indiana, ranked number 1. Who wins tonight, Indiana or Oregon? Yesterday, we did an instant SOTA text-off, and the audience, 70% of the audience listening yesterday said that Ole Miss was going to win. I sided with the audience, even though I knew that Miami was really good. Miami dominated most of the game, and it just didn't even look like Ole Miss had a chance. The defense for Miami was good in some ways, but I think they dropped 5 interceptions. I mean, they had interceptions right in their hands, and they dropped 5. I thought the score would have been a lot more lopsided at halftime, and especially going into the fourth quarter. But, man, give them credit. Ole Miss came back and almost won it all. Interestingly, the reason Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss was to have a better chance of winning the national championship. Look how close the team came, and he left. And because the team got so close, they're going to get a lot of players in the portal going to Ole Miss to try to, you know, once again get to the national championship. But at this point, even without Lane Kiffin, I think Ole Miss is going to be a player. So also this weekend, there are wildcard playoff games in the NFL Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. We'll talk about all of that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. All right. A girl has stabbed a boy with a pencil. NOPD says a girl was hit by a basketball at a Treme gymnasium, and she thought the person threw the ball at her on purpose. Now, I've been in gyms, believe it or not, and, you know, when people are shooting the ball and passing the ball and the ball bounces off your foot or something like that, you know, balls go everywhere in the gymnasium. And so you could accidentally get hit by the ball. But anyway, this girl took it personally. And she took a pencil and went over and stabbed the boy, and it sent him to ER. So I guess we have to talk about banning pencils. I mean, we can't have kids running around with pencils. I mean, it's a projectile. It's something that you could use to stab somebody. I mean, this is proof that, you know, we got to worry about people owning pencils. I'm sure there's a constitutional right to own a pencil, but I don't know. Maybe we need to look into that. Before I get to your calls, we've been talking about, even though it's Free for All Friday, we have been talking about the tragic shooting in Minnesota where a woman was killed. Did the ICE agent have to shoot the woman and kill her? That's the question. Was his life threatened? That's the question. Did he need to shoot into the moving car? Was the car a weapon? Did he feel the need to do it? That's the question. Also, a couple, interestingly, from Venezuela was shot in Portland, Oregon, and shot by an ICE agent. So I found the rules. These are not universal, but these are the general rules when it comes to law enforcement in America regarding shooting into a moving vehicle. A question: when can officers fire at a moving vehicle? The answer is, there is no universal training standard for law enforcement, but most police departments and federal guidance prohibit shooting at a moving vehicle unless the driver poses an imminent threat of deadly force beyond the car itself. And I thought it would be good for all of us to take this in and apply it to the situation in Minnesota. The question is, why are shootings at vehicles restricted? Well, experts believe that firing at a moving car is one of the riskiest forms of lethal force, increasing the chance of stray gunfire or loss of control of the vehicle that could endanger bystanders. Are officers expected to move out of the way? Yes. The Justice Department policy in the United States says that deadly force is allowed only when no reasonable alternative exists, including stepping out of the vehicle's path. So, this is the Justice Department of the United States. The policy of the Justice Department is that law enforcement must get out of the way if they have the opportunity. Can officers use deadly force just to stop or arrest somebody? No. Policies generally state that officers cannot use deadly force solely to arrest someone or to disable a fleeing vehicle if the person does not pose an imminent threat. Do federal immigration agents follow different rules? Not fundamentally. ICE and other federal officers operate under similar Justice Department guidance, limiting gunfire at vehicles, although federal agents have added legal protections when acting within their official duties. That's a little vague. What is ICE's policy? The Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, allows deadly force only when an officer reasonably believes that someone poses an imminent threat of death or serious injury. Who investigates these shootings? Federal agencies conduct internal reviews, and state and local authorities may also pursue criminal investigations. Federal agents are not immune from prosecution if they act outside their authority. The FBI is leading the investigation into the Minneapolis shooting. So here's what I think this boils down to. I just read that federal agencies conduct the internal reviews, but also local authorities can pursue investigations. But the administration is telling the officials in Minnesota that they are not involved in the investigation. The question is, why? Are they hiding anything? Are they trying to skew the truth? The other problem that we Americans have is that we have been deceived so many times when it comes to information that comes from our government that we don't necessarily trust federal investigations. We don't necessarily trust what they're going to tell us. It sort of has always been that way, but it just seems like it's just been more intensified recently. But I think the bottom line is this. Why shouldn't there just be an investigation? Why shouldn't the administration not instantly form an opinion about what happened? And that's what happened. And that really caused a lot of Americans to question the administration. Why did the administration instantly say this was an act of terrorism? This was a deranged leftist. And these were the words that came from government officials under the administration. Why not have an investigation? You and I have often heard after a shooting, after law enforcement shoots a citizen, we often hear, we're not making any comments until we have an investigation. Why couldn't we just do that? Why does it have to be so political? And you and I didn't make it political. The administration made it political. And I don't think any American should be happy with that. We shouldn't be satisfied with that. We should be happy with the idea that let's have an investigation and let's make it transparent and let's see what happened. And if the police officer, if the law enforcement officer, if the ICE agent was wrong, then let's just admit he was wrong. And then let's do what we do when police officers are wrong. Let's hold them accountable. Because you can't have renegade law enforcement officers around this country. They have to obey their own laws and our laws as well. So if we don't learn from this situation, if ICE agents and law enforcement doesn't learn from this situation, then, you know, that's a negative for the American people. Learn from the situation. Let's have an investigation and see what happened. Could the officer have moved out of the way? If he could have moved out of the way, according to general policy, he should have moved out of the way. And there are police officers who try to manifest justice in the field. Officers have been frustrated that people have run from them and they're angry and they shoot and they kill or they beat somebody beyond the rules and regulations of the police department that they belong to. They do that out of revenge because they're angry with that person. Well, unfortunately, good police officers don't have that leniency. They can't really do that. They have to follow the rules. And you can't be mad at a suspect to the point where you beat them beyond the rules of the agency. You can't shoot and kill somebody because you're mad at them because they ran from you. And you and I have seen this. We've seen this play out in the news many, many times. So why not have a fair investigation? And then we come together as Americans and go, okay, guess what? The woman used her car as a weapon. She deserved to be shot, or she put herself in a position to be shot. You know, we could say that. Or we could say, hey, guess what? The officer could have moved out of the way and he didn't. So let's hold him accountable. That woman did not have to die. And you can't bring her back. I mean, she's dead. She has children. They lost their mother. So this is a serious situation. But nobody should jump to a conclusion about what happened, particularly based on their political views. Because it shouldn't be about that. It should be about what's right and what's wrong. And when law enforcement shoots citizens, you and I usually hear, we're not going to make a comment until after the investigation, but that's not what happened in this case. Immediately there was judgment placed, and that's what started this controversy. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you have sent us text messages, we're going to get to your calls and we're going to get to your text messages coming up. But look, we've got a special event coming to New Orleans. And so on this Free for All Friday, just again, if you want to talk about this, just hang on because we'll get to your calls. But we have a special guest who's going to join us in the studio, and it's one of the musicians who's going to be part of Rockin' 1000. Now, this is a band that consists of 1,000 musicians and singers. 1,000 in the band. To me, this is just a fascinating concept. They're opening up their world tour in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome January 31st. We'll tell you where and how to get tickets, and we'll talk to our guest, who is one of the guitarists from New Orleans, who is going to be part of this event, and all that is going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. So, look, I know we've had some serious stuff to talk about here, but it is it is free for all Friday, and we're going to respect that and, you know, have a lot of fun talking about other things coming up, including some just great football last night, football tonight, and football this weekend. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1984, Van Halen released the album 1984. It included some songs like this song, Jump, Panama, Hot for the Teacher, that really did a lot to introduce a lot of new fans to Van Halen. But this was Van Halen's sixth album. 1984 was just one amazing album from Van Halen, and it really did introduce a lot of people through radio play and concerts to Van Halen, and this is the day the album was released. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Well, it is a Free for All Friday. We're taking a little break from what we were talking about earlier. We're going to get back to it. So if you're on hold, just relax and enjoy the show. And we'll also get to some of your text messages. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a Friday afternoon, January the 9th. I know it feels like springtime now, but that is going to change. We've got showers coming in this afternoon, overnight, into tomorrow. And the showers are going to hang around, I think, until tomorrow afternoon. We'll get an update on the weekend forecast, hopefully from Channel 4 coming up in the next hour. But by Sunday, it's going to start to get cooler, and it is going to be just damn cold by Monday and Tuesday morning. I mean, I'm ready for it. It's January. I like it to be cold here. New Orleans & Company is a part of bringing this just incredible event to New Orleans. It's called Rockin' 1000. It's a band that consists of 1,000 members, not a marching band, not a symphony, a rock band consisting of 1,000 people. I can only imagine the number of groupies that it would take to satisfy a band of 1,000 people. You know, when the band Chicago goes on stage and you know, they've got maybe like, you know, I don't know, 8 or 9 people on stage, that's a big band. This is a band of 1,000, of drummers, of keyboard players, of bass players, of guitarists, of singers. And Gant Laborde is from New Orleans. He went to Rumble High School and UNO. And Gant is part of Rockin' 1000. He's going to be playing guitar in the band. And Gant joins us in the studio. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. I'm glad you came down to talk to us about this.
Absolutely.
You know, I as much as I know about concerts, and having been to many concerts in my career, I'm still a little vague on how this is going to happen. Do you have a little better idea than I do about the staging?
Yeah, you know, I did.
Okay, wait. They want you to move to another mic. So would you move to this mic? Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You want me to hit the on button?
No, over one more.
Even one more.
Over one more. Yeah. Okay, when the music stops, just sit in a chair.
All right, test, test, test.
Okay, we got you. All right, so tell me about the staging of this, because they're going to be drummers and keyboard players, and are the keyboard players all together? Are the guitar players all together?
Yeah, what they have is they have an alignment out there, and it's important for the musicians just as much as it is for the organization, because we want our family members to see us, so I have to buy tickets on a certain side of the Superdome. Because otherwise, they're just going to be like, see that little dot over there? That's Daddy. He's playing the guitar. But they have it all lined out, and they have also broken up, because there's lead guitar and there's secondary guitar, more rhythm guitar. Yep. And they've got it all set together. And, you know, the first thing I did is I went ahead and looked up, you know, just like I do anything when I needed to fix it or figure it out, I go to YouTube. So I watched some past performances where they performed outside the U.S., for Rockin' 1000. And that got me really excited because, you know, this is their first U.S. performance and I want to be a part of it.
So you auditioned for this. You sent in a video?
That's right. So what happens is, I guess, so not everybody goes ahead and just jumps in, says, hey, I could play one chord, put me in the Rockin' 1000. You actually have to do a audition video. And so you can sign up, create the account, but you don't become active for selection unless you actually do well in the performance video.
Okay.
If they like what you do, or I guess if they need that instrument a lot, what they'll do is they'll approve you. And then you try to go ahead and audition specifically for the Rockin' 1000 New Orleans.
Now, again, the drummers, they're going to generally be in, I'm trying to get my head around this because there's 1,000 people in this band. So the drummers are generally going to be in one area.
Yeah.
And so it's in other words, it's going to be like a rock band, but the guitarist, the bass players, the keyboard players, and the drummers, their area is going to be exaggerated with a lot of people in that category in that area of the band.
Right.
And then the singers are out front.
Right. So one of the things that they're going to do, and this is, I might be giving away some of the secrets here, but
I don't care.
In a live performance, I don't care. What are they going to do? Take us off the air now? So we'll have a click track.
No, but there's a lady over there that might get very angry. And, you know, I hate to have women angry at me.
Fair enough. There's a click track just to make sure that everything, with something of this size, there needs to be some kind of orchestration, some kind of planning. So we're all going to have headphones with a particular track, making sure that we're in sync. That way we're not fighting the speed of sound across the entire stadium as it's all feeding into a main system.
All right. So do you get a chance to practice before? Wait. So 1,000 people are going to have a rehearsal?
That is true.
Before the show?
Yeah. So the way it's happening right now is that we all have these audition videos. So we're all practicing. You're learning the songs. Now, they haven't released all the songs to us yet, but we're all at home. We're all practicing. And some of us are forming little groups together to just go over to somebody's house and perform and kind of just check things out. And then they have these jam sessions that they put on every month, where we go to we're going to Hard Rock Cafe. And then, you know, right there on stage at Hard Rock Cafe, people are signing up to be in certain songs, and we kind of pack the stage there and alternate each song, and people are getting different songs to practice together right now. So the next one's coming up, I believe, January 15th. They're going to have a bunch of people there. And then there's another jam session, I believe, on the 29th. And then I think on the 30th, we're going to actually have a dry run all inside the Superdome.
All right. So, so it's Colleen. So Colleen from the group that is, you know, doing the publicity for all of this says that we can't give out the set list. I don't have it, but you can't give out the set list. Okay. But I'd like to give the audience an idea of what kind of songs you're going to play.
You know, for rocking music, it's got such a wide variety. We've got Beatles. We've got Metallica. We've got Bruce Springsteen, the fantastic, like, it touches a little bit of everything. It's guaranteed that you're not going to be absolutely in love with every song, but these are hits. These are hits. You're going to love them. You're going to enjoy them. And it's so funny to me, the wide variety, that one song we might be playing something very relaxed and slow, and then we might be closing out with a real jammer.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to get up and dance in the aisle, they could
I would love that.
Slow dance or fast dance. Now, Gant, So I'm sitting in the audience, and there's this band of 1,000 people. am I hearing, you know, am I hearing one song? I want to compare this to like a jazz ensemble.
Yeah.
Sometimes I listen to a jazz ensemble, and it sounds like the people are playing five different songs.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the trumpet doing this, and the trombone doing this, and then, you know, they all go off on their own little things, and then they all come back together. But is this going to sound like one cohesive song every time they do a song? Is it going to sound like one song done by 1,000 people?
Well, my interpretation is that, you know, when you're doing a track, when you play a song here, they put the guitar over the guitar, over the guitar, over the guitar, and you get this real depth of sound. Now, maybe the human ear can't tell a difference between 9 guitars and, you know, 400 guitars, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is this sort of depth that, you know, playing a track over it, if you're in a recording studio, or you just go see a large band, at some point, it just gets this full sound of all these people tuned together, playing these notes, hitting the chords, and honestly, also playing along with their parts, knowing when the right guitar is going to stop and the left guitar is going to solo. And I think that when you listen to it, you go, wow, that sounds like a lot of guitars. I don't think you'll really be able to tell a difference between the Rockin' 1000 and the Rockin' 700, to be fair. It would
Well, I'll agree. I mean, like maybe at 400, it's like the point of diminishing returns.
Perhaps at that point, but the energy, I don't see it being any different, because when I'm around another musician, my energy doubles. When I'm in a, I'm at the on Bourbon Street and we're doing the jam session, my energy goes up even further. I don't know where my threshold's going to be, but I'm happy to try it with 1,000 other people, or 999.
That's an interesting concept about the energy level that you would get from all of these people, and I can see that.
Yeah.
There are singers, right? There'll be lyrics that people are going to be singing. Will there be harmony? About how many singers are there? Do you know?
No, I don't know how many singers there are. I could see the section inside the website, and I can imagine there's going to be at least over 100 singers, right?
Wow.
And just these are auditioned, practiced singers ready for these songs, looking forward to singing it and singing their heart out. And I do recommend grab a couple of YouTube videos. There's one particular that I'm a fan of where they play Smells Like Teen Spirit. And it just looks like everybody's having the best time of their lives.
So can you give us an idea of how big it looks on the I mean, you're going to be on the field,
right?
Yeah. You'll be on the field of the Caesar Superdome. Can you give us an idea of how much space you cover?
You know, I think it's like a large marching band, but to my benefit, we're not going to march. We'll all be plugged into our own amps and mic'd up and set there. But I think it would look like a large section of marching bands with the focus being on the center. And I don't know if they've noticed who the special guest will be, but there will be somebody there. There'll be some special events.
Cowboy Mouth, I know that Cowboy Mouth is one of the opening acts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know that.
There's announced a few people internally, and I don't want to say who that is because I don't want to get in trouble. As you said, we don't want her angry and running at us.
Oh, no. Listen, if it's Friday, the last thing you want is to have a woman angry at you on a Friday. I mean, I don't like it on a Monday, but I mean, Friday, it's even worse.
Right.
Ruins your weekend. So again, but a marching band's not going to have 1,000 people, right? I mean, like the Southern Marching Band. How many people in the Southern Marching Band?
You know, I don't know. We're going to be jam-packed together. It's going to be a lot of people, but I mean, the Superdome's going to be able to hold us
pretty well. But do you have a concept of, like, is it going to be from, like, the 30 to the 30-yard line?
Or? I think we're going to take the whole field.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, now Ian is playing guitar in this as well.
Let's
bring Ian in on this. Ian, do you have a concept of how this is going to look on the floor of the dome?
I just know what I've seen from the YouTube videos. I assume it'll be the same in the dome as it was everywhere else.
Which is what?
I think
is
like
about how big?
Hard to say, because it's not like the football field is down there, right? Like the gridiron is not down there. Ganter, you all right with your headphones there? Let's see. He's working on it. Better? Can you hear me? Nope. I think it just kind of takes up the center area. I don't know if it doesn't take up the entire football field.
All right, so the Southern Marching Band, just in that moment, I just Googled that very quickly. They have up to 270 people.
Wow.
We're talking about 1,000 people on the on the field. So you think this is going to be like maybe from the 10-yard line to the 10-yard line, and then all the way across the field from sideline to sideline?
I believe so. Yeah.
Wow. Now, Ian, have you, you're not on mic.
I'm just checking.
He's in the other, Ian has come into the studio to check the audio here or something. Man, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Gant Laborde. He's from New Orleans, went to Rumble, went to UNO. He is one of the guitar players who has been selected to perform in this phenomenal, unique band, Rockin' 1000. New Orleans and Company is sponsoring this and helping promote this. And this is a global phenomenon that is making its U.S. debut, and they're beginning their new world tour right here in New Orleans in the Caesar Superdome January 31st. Having been to many concerts in my career, I am intrigued by the idea of 1,000 people in a band. You know, there's a lot of people in Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, but not 1,000 people. And then think about the Southern Marching Band. I just Googled this. They've got up to 270 wow. people. So we're talking about 1,000 people basically covering the floor of the Superdome, playing songs in sync that are going to be recognized.
Yeah.
Not playing in sync songs, but playing
I can't confirm or deny that.
Well, if you do, that might be a bathroom break for me. But anyway, that's a story for another show. Okay, not a big fan. But anyway. Yeah.
No, they're rocking songs. They're all good rocking songs.
So, I can't imagine. Okay, so you know how they dim the lights and the band comes out and you see silhouettes of the band members, you know, getting their guitars or getting behind the keyboard. You know, Duran comes out and Nick Rhodes is getting behind the keyboards and John Taylor's, you know, picking up the bass and you see Andy Taylor getting behind the drums. I mean, how are 1,000 people going to just come out and set up? I mean, that's going to take a few minutes.
That's a lot of, you know, the logistics of this are probably half the show for me. It's just, you know, when somebody drops a guitar pick, you know, they have to, happens then? But, you know, I think that they have key specifications on the amp that we're supposed to bring. They have everything set up. We know exactly what to bring. We know what songs to have ready. We have videos that are particularly branded. So if you're not classically trained or something like that, but you're pretty good with a guitar or you're pretty good at singing, they have tutorial videos. And you just watch them at home, watch them on your break, kind of work through it a bit. And you got some time. And you know, these songs aren't hard. They're toe-tapping, wonderful rocking songs.
All right.
There is one where I was like, wow, glad I don't have the solo for that one. But went to the jam session, and one of the gentlemen there, he played it just fine. So I was like, okay, good.
You know, I think one of the things about this phenomenon is that it is a phenomenon. It's an experience. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it's going to be to just say you were there. I mean, I was there. I mean, I went to this Rockin' 1000 thing, and I saw 1,000 people in one band playing all these songs. It's got to be something you'll remember forever.
Well, one of the great things about it is that, you know, not just to see it, but to have family members, have local people, know people who are on the field. And then for the rest of your life, you see them in a bar, you see them out there, you say, yeah, this is my friend. He played the Dome, by the way. You know, you get to say that for the rest of your life.
Well, that's true.
You get to just wear this and the photos and the event and the experience.
Yeah, the groupies.
The groupies,
yeah.
Yeah, my wife told me that I have to pass mine on to the next guitarist.
All right, well, that process will be fun, too. All right, Gant Laborde, thanks for being with us. Good luck. I'm going to look forward to seeing you. I'll try to find you in the Rockin' 1000 band. And thanks for coming into the studio
Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It is Free for All Friday, and we're going to get to a break here, and we're going to come back with more. We've been talking about something rather serious. And we'll get back to finishing talking about that. All right, so on the Scoot on the Air calendar, all right, where's my information? It got all shuffled up here. All right, it was, let's see. I'm going to find it here in a second. You know, Free for All Friday always means confusion. It was on this day on our calendar in, I can't even find it. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Oh, I know. Something involving Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page. I think today's Jimmy Page's birthday. And this was the band Jimmy Page was with before Led Zeppelin, the Yardbirds. One of their classic songs that I remember listening to on my transistor radio. All right, we're coming right back with more on WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, very, very interesting. I mean, I can't wait to say that I was there, man. I saw it. I saw the Rockin' 1000 band. And you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. And also you can get your tickets by going to neworleans.com/Rockin' 1000, the Rockin' 1000 band. In the Caesar Superdome, January 31st. All right, we're going to get back to talking about what happened in Minnesota for a few more minutes, and it's Free For All Friday. We're not going to talk about this at all in the 3 o'clock hour. I did a video about this and a few other things that's posted on Scoot on the Air Instagram, Substack, and Facebook, and you can read some of the comments. And also some of the comments to the video that I posted the other day about how the boycotts of the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick and because of phrases like end racism in the end zone, all those boycotts and all the calls for boycotts, it didn't work. It was ineffective. None of it worked. The NFL is doing fine, and the ratings for 2025 prove that. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour. So we'll get back to another call here. Let's go to Bob on the North Shore. Bob, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I looked at the condition of the conditions we're in, and I wound up with an old opinion of mine that the bottom line is trust, T-R-U-S-T. That's what makes this wonderful democracy work. And when we lose trust in federal, state, local government, then we substitute fear and anger. Yeah. And fear and anger paralyze the mind and make intelligent decision-making impossible. And we are in a bind on both sides of the aisle because of the lack of trust.
Bob, I totally agree. And the only thing that I'm saying, I mean, I have my opinion based on what I saw in the video, but I'm not an official. You know, I'm not making the final decision on whether or not this police officer is charged or whether or not he's exonerated. That I don't have the power to change that or to decide what happens, and neither do any of our listeners. They don't have the power to do that. So we're commenting on this, but I think the bottom line is something that you bring up, and why can't we just have an investigation, hopefully that we can trust, but instead of jumping to conclusions about who this woman was, which apparently was not what they said she was, instead of jumping to conclusions about the officer, the ICE officer, ICE agent who shot and killed her, why not have an investigation, and hopefully it's an investigation we can trust, and then we can talk about what we think. Right now, we're talking about what we see in the video, and some people see one thing that is guided by their political beliefs, and some people see another thing that's guided by their political beliefs. I look at the video, and it seems like the guy had an opportunity to get out of the way. But I'm not that person. I wasn't in his situation, and maybe he felt like his life was threatened. But when you shoot and kill somebody, whether it's the, you know, stand your ground law, or you're an ICE officer or a law enforcement officer, you better be able to prove that your life is threatened, because if you can't, you're going to jail.
Exactly right. And I was, as you well know, I was 21 years in the military, 3 years in Vietnam, and my students used to ask me, did you kill anybody? And I said, well, I don't know specifically, because I was not face-to-face with somebody, but I did return fire because somebody was trying to kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
That is not the case when you have armed officers on the street who are supposed to serve and protect. And from what I've seen, that's why we don't trust ICE. We don't trust these agencies, and we're losing trust in, like, the FBI, which is the cornerstone of yeah. our law enforcement.
Well, Bob, I always appreciate your call, and thank you for your service to our country. You know, we should be able to trust the FBI, and the FBI and the Justice Department are not supposed to be arms of the administration. They're supposed to represent the American people, but that's not always the way it is. And by the way, today Jimmy Page is 82 years old. So I guarantee you, he's not doing the drugs that he used to do a long time ago. So, man, if you're still doing drugs, listen to your Uncle Scoot here. It's time to quit. All right. It's Free for All Friday. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, in this day in 2020, British singer and songwriter Harry Styles had the number one album in the country. It was his second studio album, called Fine Line, and it included this song, Watermelon Sugar. It's about, making people happy. And I think that's a nice thing to do, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.